So for those of you who don't know me, I'm Justin Long. And this was my first time to go to OMP and to work with these youth, watching them serve. And I just want to let you all know that we are in very good hands with these students. They're our future. They served and wasn't always the best conditions. A little warm sometimes. But they didn't complain. They kept going. And they represented this church very well. So first, I just want to make sure you all know that. Now they're going to take a moment. They're going to introduce themselves. And they're going to tell you a couple of ways that they saw God during their time in Fayetteville.
Hello, my name is Eli. And two times I saw God was this huge boulder that was weighed about 1,000 pounds or so. And everybody's willingness to get out there and just help it and get this job done. And everybody being like that. And the second time I saw God was in our neighbor, and everybody was just happy to be there, and they just looked like so happy and willing to do this. And those are the two ways I saw God.
I saw God through the people at our shower house were really nice when we went there. They were hospitable, and they told us a lot about their lives and were really nice to us. And another way I saw God is we were kind of getting frustrated with something, and then there was this dog of a neighbor that ran up and just started playing with us, and it was and it helped, and I saw God.
I saw God in we had a bunch of boards, and we dropped one of them, and it broke. And after that, after it broke, we counted, and we had just enough boards to still lay down the pallet. So thank God for that, because we would have had to wait a long time for more wood. And the next way I saw God was our house didn't have a neighbor in it. We just had a house, and it was air-conditioned, so we could go inside whenever we wanted. It was, like, really nice when we could eat lunch, so that's where I saw God.
Hi, I'm Olivia, and the first way I saw God was through our group leader, Mr. Long. He was such an amazing leader. We had a bumpy first day, but he pushed through and, like, he handled it so well. And I'm really happy he stuck with it. And we kept going through the week, and it turned out to be the best year I've had so far. And so I'm really thankful that I got him as my leader. And another way I saw God was through our neighbor. Her reaction when we finished her, like, deck. It was in the video, her walking up the steps. But she was so grateful that she was able to leave her house, because she was not able to, like, go anywhere because it was dangerous for her to walk down the steps. And so she was telling us about how this was so much safer for her. And I was just amazed that God put us there, and we changed her life so much. Now she can leave her house. And I'm really grateful I got that opportunity to help her and make her life a little bit easier.
My name is Brian. I saw God during OMP whenever I was painting my neighbor's porch, and how the greatest things take a little while to set up and get ready, and for it to just wait a bit and it'll happen.
My name is Justin. Where I saw God was seeing the faces on the people that we helped when they saw the work that we did to help make their life easier.
I'm Jeff. This is my 11th. Year doing Ozark Mission Projects. I had 4 years as a high school student, and now 7 years as an adult driver, adult camper, mission experience. I don't know what they call us these days. It changes. I'm going to tell you about Miss Michelle, our neighbor that we built what was supposed to be a ramp for, ended up really just being a bridge. It just came straight out from her house and kind of landed in right in front of her where she parks her car. You know, I've done this starting as a 15-year-old, now in my, 40s, and I'm starting to identify less with the campers and more with the neighbors these days, because Miss Michelle, as a matter of fact, is in her early 40s and has a 15-year-old daughter, so we connected. But anyway, I realized the trust that our neighbors have to have. When we show up, one adult and a crowd of high school students to work on their house, and they just have to hand it over to us and kind of trust us and trust God that We're going to build something that they are proud of. Because the very first thing we did to Miss Michelle's house is rip the steps off the front. You know, those steps they had built 10, 15 years ago, and they were still in frustratingly good shape. If you've ever tried to demo something, the more rotten it is, the easier it is to get off the house. They were still in good shape, and then the next thing we did was move that huge rock that Eli talked about. Y'all saw a picture of it up there. They'd set that rock up there many years ago, pulled it, dragged it down out of the woods, and set it in place. But those things had to go for us to be able to put in the ramp so that she could get out to her car safely. She'd just become disabled, and she couldn't make the trip down the steps and then back up the hill to her car. So it took us 3 days. You always see the kind of skepticism in their eyes as we show up, and they're unsure of how this is going to turn out. But she trusted us. All of our neighbors did, and they're also very happy and thankful and excited once the project is complete. And we got some pictures of her on the bridge there. She was very happy. So I'm glad we got to work for Miss Michelle. So if we would, bow your head, we'll pray. Dear God, thank you so much for letting us go out and be your hands and feet around the state this year. We thank you so much for our time to be able to do this, the ability to help people, and the graciousness of this congregation to financially support us and to support us with their prayers as we go out and do your work. It's in your name we pray. Amen.